many of us experience in these last days, in the cycle, that the tender body of Barbara was connected with all that technology. Amazing what that hospital can do. Many of us experienced her presence. And pretty strong how that experience was very similar for many. So I will call it an observation. And I have been many hours in the hospital. I brought Barbara to the hospital. And she was still seducing the doctors. One of the doctors, Dr. D, a big guy, like a football guy, but a beautiful man, he was fascinated by her. And she was telling him about evolutionary consciousness. And and he wanted to hear more. He told her, "We speak more," he said to her. And in these hours, I was there, sharing attunement, not for 20 minutes, more for hours. I felt her. She saw me and I saw her. We spoke. And I spoke to her, like several of us. Literally, "Barbara, if you decide to come back, we will be here for you." So it's a very dear friend and a beautiful community member that passed away and went on her journey. And you know, I am shedding tears, but in fact, there is great joy in the process, because she fulfilled her mission. She wanted to do more. She said, "I want to be with the shift. I will get 120. And she was strong and sturdy, you know, when I brought her to the hospital. She was like, "Oh, this knee, you know, it was painful, but she didn't pay attention early enough to it, you know. So she is a goer. She was a goer. And she is still a goer. And in that process, she touched many of us in these days. And this, the ones of us who experienced that, you can take that serious. Because it is her gift, her blessing, and her transmission. And some of us may experience, take it personally and say, "Oh, she was with me." Yes, she was with you and with me. But in that state of consciousness, in universal consciousness, it's normal that a being can be with hundreds in the same time, in the same moment. Our three-dimensional time-bound personality can't comprehend that easily. But that's how it is. That's reality. And the one who received that transmission, that blessing, that presence through her life and also in these last days, when she was on her journey, sometimes close by and sometimes far away. And then we're close by. Yeah. When the ones who received it, and I think for all of us, will continue her mission, which we, as emissaries, do anyhow, but we will consciously follow that path. It was in 2016, September, that I met Barbara for the first time physically. I did two courses of her before, in the years before, online. I'm not really eager anymore to do courses, but I felt the genuine and pureness in her being. And then on September, on an evening at dinner, I happened to sit next to her. And we spoke shortly. And she said to me, "I want to speak in the Wednesday evening service." That was in the Rimrock room, somewhere in September. And she said, "I want you to do the meditation." And there was a big group that evening. And she spoke, Mark Gaffney first spoke, and then she spoke. And for some reason, I wasn't standing behind her. To hold that space for her, which I've been doing. And I did the meditation, and it was a strong one, and I mentioned, you know, you can relax here on Sunrise Ranch, you will be here. And she came in December. And then David called me to be here to help her land in the community and to get the community used in a good way to a celebrity here. And I worked closely with her, and I must say, many times I had with her that wine and cheese, as you may know, and a lot of us, yeah, she could always be demanding, you know, I need that now, I feel lonely, I need that now. And when I was her, she had these downloads. She needed to express. So much came through her from high spiritual intelligence that that was for me a beautiful journey every time, even till last week, Monday, that I was having that glass of wine and cheese with her. And she had plans, you know, she had plans. She wanted to do a sync on here with the community, and I want to do that still. And so Barbara spoke about the personality, the local self, and the essential self, the soul being, and the universal self, which is that Christ consciousness. And in the 52 codes, if you don't know the book, I will take care you get it. So it is a 52-step book that shows that pathway to integrating universal consciousness, Christ consciousness. It's a beautiful path. And I know from Barbara, I have material from her that she gave where she expressed a few decades of every morning being in meditation in Christ consciousness. Yeah. And she rewrote her vision on the Bible in a book. Yeah, so behind her evolutionary work that many people in the world know is a lot of foundation. And I met many people, advanced consciousness, like Rinpoche in the Tibetan culture. And I must say Barbara is one really integrated universal consciousness. And still we meet the physical being, also with the shadow sides and the limitations. You know, I met that in her also. But still, as a human being, we can move that far on the path and not just ascend to the light, no, integrate, yeah, incarnate that part to bring heaven on earth. In the service prep, we spoke initially before we got the message about Barbara, we got it in the service prep. Jane mentioned a meeting, an interview with some young people, and how young people can, in their 20s or younger, say, I'm a mermaid, or I will be an artist. That power of being that comes out, that spark that comes out of young people. Well, there are a lot of young people who are also asking themselves, what can I do in this world, this crazy world? You know, and they can isolate themselves and get depressed. And then jump in front of a train, and in the Netherlands we have a lot of train traffic, so. Anyhow, but that hope and that spark in young people that is in each of us, we can do anything. If we allow the wisdom and the design of that, of our soul and of universal consciousness to take over. But not airy-fairy, it will be grounded in who we are now. And that's quite a process. And then we will not follow the design of the personality, but we will follow the design of that what wants to unfold from the universal consciousness and from our highest self. And the beauty is we can do that together. It's not easy to do it alone, especially not in this crazy world out there. Yeah, and I did it for many years in the corporate world. I thought I'd bring nature into the concrete world. Yeah, and then people get touched. Yeah, they don't want to leave the course or the training or the seminar anymore. They want to stay there at the end. It creates atmosphere in a group, and we have the blessing of that atmosphere in our midst. So we have this beauty opportunity to grow and to support each other in that. To celebrate when somebody rises up and expands. And so what we are doing here is a big celebration, in fact, in the spirit that Barbara did bring here in our community. The fact that she landed here in this community is not by accident. It was the law of attraction. Yeah. And there were people involved and connections, but it was the law of attraction that was starting to blossom and grow here, did attract Barbara. And that was not a small soul, that was one of the big souls on earth. And so that tells something about what we are and holding here. I want to recognize that and celebrate that and affirm that. And since Barbara's here, it did grow. So we are on a strong journey. And Barbara will be with us on that journey. Her teachings, what she gave in not too long ago in two Wednesday evening services about appreciation. And what was the other one? Yeah. So she will be with us. And let's know that our soul is calling us, even with the power of the blessing of Barbara that is now with us and that's released. In this day, today, I could feel that she was, in my experience, less present. She was with family around her and they took away the sedatives to check her body functions. I saw possibility, you know, I always hold possibility. And there could have been the possibility that she would wake up for a moment if the sedatives are taken away. But she was less present in my experience. I think she was closer to her body because the silver cord was not yet separated. And then it separated and she went on her journey. So I bless Barbara on her journey and she will be with us. And her blessings will be with us. And we have one more strong reason to carry that legacy forward in each our personal life and our community. To thank you for being with that in consciousness. Thank you, Barbara.